The stock, this was dictating on Sharon Hull. Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N. Hull, H-U-L-L, H as in house, H-U-L-L. Sharon Hull, date of birth, 3/21/69. Date of visit, 5/28/25. Please make copy for James Brown, M.D. B-R-O-W-N, James Brown, B as in boy, Brown. Date of, I'm sorry, date of consul is 5/28. Next, dear Jim, thank you for sending Sharon Hull for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph is present. This is a 56-year-old female with a past history of asthma. Has been experiencing shortness of breath, wheezing, and nasal allergies. The patient also has multiple other medical problems, including fibromyalgia, systemic lupus, and history of chronic fatigue, and has allergic rhinitis. She has used an albuterol inhaler on a PR basis. She denies any significant sputum and has no fever, so chills, and night sweats. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of asthma and recurrent bronchitis. She has a history of lymphangioma resected from the tongue at age 12. She has been diagnosed to have a chronic asthma and has fibromyalgia and trigger point pain. Trigger point pain. She has hyperlipidemia and chronic fatigue. History of systemic lupus and mild diabetes. She was treated for cervical dysplasia. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin, NSAIDs, and tetracycline. Next paragraph. Med list included albuterol inhaler, 2 parts PRN. Xanax, 1 milligram daily. Bactrim, DS1 BID. Soma compound, 350 milligrams PRN. Protonix, 40 milligrams daily. Hydrocodone, 7.5 milligrams PRN. And Breztriatosphere, 160 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of lung cancer. Mother had MS and scleroderma. Next paragraph. system review of the patient. I'm sorry, habits. The patient smoked for 25 years. Half to one pack per day. No alcohol use. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue and occasional fevers. She has no double vision but had cataracts. She has vertigo and hoarseness. And she has wheezing and shortness of breath. She has nausea and heartburn. No abdominal pains or diarrhea. She has occasional chest pains, no arm pain or calf muscle pains. She has palpitations and no leg swelling. She has hay fever, asthma, and eczema. She has anxiety attacks. She has no bruising or enlarged glands, but has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has headaches, but no seizures. No memory loss or blackouts, and she does have skin rash with eczema. Next, physical exam. This. Averagely built, middle-aged, fat female with alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 125 by 70, pulse 88, respiration is 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 156, saturation 97. H-E-N-D anomalous pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And occasional wheezes were scattered bilaterally, prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflex is 1+, no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. Asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number two, fibromyalgia. Number three, systemic lupus. Erythematosus. Number four is haplepidemia. Number five is degenerative arthritis. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes. She was also advised to get a CBC, ANA, IgE level, SED rate. And she will use a nebulizer with albuterol and ipratropium solution, PRN, and continue with the breast re-inhaler. Follow up here. In 4 weeks, and I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for James Brown, MD. Thank you, Dr. Suzanne.